Welcome to Valley Creek Kids.
We are a movement of hope for the city and beyond. And kids, we are so glad you're here to listen to audio Bible stories today. Everything from Valley Creek Kids is built around four truths that
God is good, Jesus has forgiven me, I am loved, and everything is possible.
Those four truths tell us the gospel, our story of hope, and we hope you always remember them. Now, let's get ready to hear a story from the Bible, God's Word. The Bible is a big book full of many stories that all tell one big story, God's story. And every single one of those stories points to
Jesus.
So, kids, I want to invite you all to take a deep breath in and out. And let's listen.
This is another episode in our series, Miracles of Jesus, where we're hearing stories of amazing things that only God can do. That's what a miracle is, something amazing that only God can do. The Bible is full of stories of miracles, true accounts of God making the impossible possible. And when Jesus was on earth, we see that he performed many miracles, sometimes at the most unexpected times, in the most unexpected of ways, all because he is the Son of God, both fully God and fully man, who came so that we could experience God's kingdom today. This is the story of Jesus forgiving and healing a paralyzed man, and it can be found in the Bible in Matthew 9, Mark 2, and Luke 5. Picture this with me. Jesus is in a house, teaching about God's word, and he is teaching not just his disciples, not just a small crowd, but lots and lots of people. So many people that the house is completely full. Not everyone can fit inside. So there is even a crowd gathered outside the doorway. They are all here because news of Jesus has been spreading around the area. Jesus is different from anyone they have ever met, does wonders they have never seen, and talks about God in a way they have never heard before. So everyone wants to hear what he has to say. As the crowd leans in, listening closely, a group of five men comes up to the house. One of the men is lying on a mat, and the other four are carrying him. That's because the man on the mat is paralyzed, meaning he can't walk. But his friends have brought him here on this mat because they have heard about Jesus and what he has been doing. And they are sure that if they can just get him to Jesus, Jesus can help. Jesus can heal him. Jesus can do a miracle. As the men get to the doorway, though, they realize that they can't get in. The entrance is blocked with people. But these friends are not about to give up. Not when Jesus is in there. Not when some people in a wall of a house are the only thing standing between them and the one who can change everything. They just need a new plan. So, as Jesus teaches inside, the men make their way to the roof of the house and, determined, begin to dig their way through the roof. They dig and dig until the hole is big enough for a person. And then they lower the man on the mat through the roof, inching him closer and closer to the ground until he is on the floor, in the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. Jesus has stopped teaching. He looks at the man on the mat lying in front of him. Jesus knows that this man and his friends are waiting expectantly to see what he will do, what he will say. They believe that he can make the impossible possible. So Jesus says to him, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Wait, what? A sin is a mistake, a misstep, something we do when we step outside of God's plan for us. This man didn't come here because of his sins. He came here because he's paralyzed. It seems like a strange thing to say. And it also causes a stir among the religious leaders in the crowd, the ones who were teaching people about God until Jesus came along. They are thinking to themselves, "Why is Jesus talking like that? No one can forgive sins but God alone." They don't understand that Jesus is God. They don't understand how powerful he really is. Jesus knows all of this, though. He knows what everyone is thinking. So he turns to the religious leaders and says, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to this man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk'? but I want you to know that I have the power to forgive sins. You see, Jesus could just heal the man's body, and that would be an incredible miracle. But he wants to do something more. He didn't just come to bring physical healing. He came to make a way for all people to be right with God. By forgiving this man's sins, Jesus can do that. Jesus has the power to heal, not just this man's body, but his heart too. So, Jesus turns back to the man on the mat, still lying on the ground in front of him, and says, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." Right away, without any hesitation, this man does what Jesus says. This man who can't walk suddenly can. The healing he and his friends knew was possible is happening right now at the feet of Jesus, along with another kind of healing that he didn't even know he needed. The man stands up, leans forward, picks up his mat, and one step at a time, walks out of the house. The whole crowd is watching in amazement. "We have never seen anything like this," they say. With this miracle, Jesus has changed this man's life forever. And he has shown everyone the healing that is possible for every single person who believes in him. The healing of our hearts. The healing that is available to us because of his forgiveness. Jesus is the one who has the power to save us, heal us, and make us whole.
Wasn't that a great story? Kids, thank you so much for joining us today. And parents, we would love to stay connected with you. You can find us on your favorite social media platforms or at valleycreek.org. And for other Valley Creek Kids resources like worship music, messages, coloring pages, and more, you can check out Valley Creek Plus. Well, we hope you join us again soon.